everybody. I just want to start straight away by saying I am so grateful. I'm not just saying this, I just know that this is a community of love. And if any of you have been out there in the church world for any amount of time, you know what it's like when it's not love, when it's law, when it's judgmental, when if you disagree on doctrine, you're out, and it's in and out. But, you know, the truth is, the gospel is that we're all in. Everyone on this call, you are in the creamy center of the Father's love, and there's no outsiders on this call. We're all in. We're all sons, we're all daughters, we're all adopted and included, and we were chosen before the foundation of the world, and we're all qualified fully for everything. I know that sounds too good to be true, and some people try to make it hard, but the truth is, Jesus did it for us. We were completely incapable of doing it ourselves, so Jesus did it for us and swallowed us into mystical union with the Trinity. Now, wow, everything's changed. You've discovered yourselves to be located in Christ. So happy discovery, everyone. So as we engage time tonight, and we're going to talk about a lot of cool, amazing stuff tonight, it's all yours in Christ. Every promise is yes and amen. So when I bring a teaching like this, it's not to add more to the list of things you've got to try and do. This is for joy. This is for fun. This is for government. The government of love is for the joy economy of the future. It's to transform creation. And this is even more good news. You are all going to be able to do this, and you already do it. But now you're going to do it more, because what we focus on opens up. And I tell you what, how would you like time miracles? Because I've had time miracles, and they are the most amazing, mind-blowing thing when they happen. I'm going to be telling you about time miracles tonight, but I'm also going to add new stuff that I've not talked about before, which is what the Lord's talking to me about now, which is creating new timelines. So what the Lord's been showing me is that we are not supposed to go along the regular timeline that we're on. We're meant to impose and create a new timeline with abundance, with joy, with righteousness, with healing, with finances and wealth and glory and grace. So we are actually co-creating time. So this is a good talk. So I'm going to pray now, and we're going to get into it. And I'm believing that you're going to get an impartation of time miracles even this next week. You'll have time miracles where you'll do something and you'll do it so quickly, it'll be a miracle. Or your flowers will suddenly bloom, or a project you're working on will just complete, or there'll be a shift. Your car might shift in space and time. That's happened to us a few times. Mm. Something powerful will happen. Rich time, I call it. Rich time is where, instead of working hard by the normal rules, time bends and you suddenly do it in like a moment of time or half the time, and you're not tired. When you're in rich time, there's energy. When you're in rich time, you're not tired. It's where we flow from in the most creative power possible. Whoa. So, Father, I thank you right now for the engagement of the Spirit of wisdom. The wisdom, we honor you that this is the generation of light where we are learning to govern space and time. For if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. We're from a new creation. We are not from this creation. We are from a new creation, and that creation is creating the future, a joy planet, planet joy, where everything is beautiful in its time. And we are not under a bad end time. We are under a good beginning time, where we are moving in the beginning, the Aleph, the beginning. So we're not into the end times. We're into the beginning times on this call, that we're beginning a new creation. Wow. So here we go, guys. Thank you, Father. Deep, deep, rich, rich time come upon you now in Jesus' name. Just by honoring, just by focusing, it opens over you that when you enter into the state of joy, when you enter into elevated emotions of thankfulness, wonder and love, time will bend around you. It's designed to bend around you. It is the universe recognizes consciousness. And I'm going to show you slides about this. We're going to go deep tonight. This is going to be really good. You're going to want to watch this again, because this is a multi-layered talk. But it's one of the talks that's had the most impact when I've gone places. When I talk on time, many, many people, sometimes dozens of people, will have time miracles. Some will even have them as I'm speaking. They will leave the conference, come back, and time is distorted, and amazing, amazing miracles happen. So here we go. So I'm going to quote from my book a second, Beyond Human. We are in a co-world with Christ, filled with ever-living saints, numerous angels, and indescribable wonders, a reality of time-bending possibilities and many-dimensional planes of existence, infused with supernatural powers, wisdom, knowledge, and much more, an expansive world beyond our wildest dreams. So we're starting this from the happy gospel, guys. We are not trying to reach for time miracles. We are finding ourselves in Christ. And as we honor time and work with time, it will work with us. This is very, very simple and powerful. So, as I said before, wow, now everything has changed. That's what it says in scripture. We're a new creation. Now, the problem with most church, conventional religious church, is they haven't seen how big the gospel really is. It's not a micro change. It's not a ticket to heaven when you die. It's union with Jesus, so that his world is your world, his life is your life, and he changes times and seasons, so you change times and seasons. That's heaven on earth. See, one of the problems with the prophetic movement, and I've challenged this many times, is they keep framing up the different years. They'll say, what is the Hebrew name for this year? What season are we in this year? What's the star sign for this year? But the truth is, if you're under the moon and stars, scripture already says it'll become chasing after the wind. It'll become vanity. It will become poor time because you're under a lower realm of governance. Now, the truth is, we are seated in Christ in heavenly realms, far above all powers and dominion and authority. So the sun is an authority and government, according to scripture. The moon is a government. But if you're under the moon, lunatics, that's where we get people who move by the moon, people who move by the sun. It talks about that I will be your shield and the sun shall not harm you by day. So we're meant to live in another realm where we honor the sun and moon and the planets and the solar system. And we acknowledge that there's a cosmic clock that Jesus has created with the Father. But we're not under it. We're creating from being in union with the divine. And we're cosmic. This is where we start to break down being under time as a prison. Most people on the earth are serving time, which means they're under the clock, they're under time, and they're under the sun and moon, and they've got, seasonal affective disorder or moved by the lunar cycles. But in Christ, we can transcend these cycles. He breaks the cycles and he restores what was lost, which is ancient gates and doors open up. So scripture already says that we are ancient gates. Lift up your head, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors. So we're already ancient, and he put eternity in your heart. So inside of you is the capacity to partner with the divine to co-create reality. This is what's opening up over our generation. We are the real time lords. We are the real time masters. So we are made to govern creation. Now, if you don't govern time, time will run itself, but it'll be fallen, poor time. So what do I mean by that? Is that in Eden, Adam was under rich time where it says everything was easy and light. There was no sweat. There was no toil. Now, when they fell into poor time where it says it'll be hard work. You'll do sweat. You'll do toil. Now, that's the fall. Now, what Jesus has done is he's restored us to what was lost. He's restored us back to Eden. Eden means pleasure. Eden means bliss. Eden means, oh, wow, the place of delights. We now live in the place of delights. Now, that should affect everything we do, whether you're cutting the grass, painting the house, or being with people or preparing food. We have a choice whether we're in fallen time or rich time. And the thing that shifts it into rich time is your consciousness. If you move into elevated emotions of love, joy, peace, the fruit of the spirit, thankfulness, you shift energetically your body. This is science fact. You go into heart coherence, your energy field changes, and the universe is designed to recognize that state, and then it yields its fruit to you. The earth responds to you, the heavens respond to you, and you're in optimum flow state. When you're in that meditative state of bliss, when you're in that meditative state of kindness and joy, you're in a high frequency wave. That is what the universe responds to. It's designed to respond to the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace. So when you're in a frustrated mode, let's say you're in a traffic jam, and you're in a low state of consciousness and you're angry, you will not experience rich time. It says you shift into joy, shift into thankfulness, shift into love. Time and space can bend around you. And you can practice this over and over again. You can practice, if you feel frustrated, move out of that energy system into love, align your thoughts again, come back into heart-based coherence, and the universe will respond as you shape it with desire. So you release desire into what's called the quantum field. Now, the amazing thing is science is supporting all of this now. So I'm using science terms tonight because I love science. My degree's in behavioral science and I absolutely love science. So what they found is the quantum field, which we're in, which is all energy, frequency and vibration. Nikola Tesla said to understand the universe, think in terms of frequency, energy and vibration. So when you look at atoms, when you break them down and get smaller and smaller, you just get to pure energy. You get to quarks and these elements of energy, packets of energy and frequency or quantum strings that are vibrating. Now, that responds to us. It's designed to respond to consciousness. It's designed to respond to us as a new creation species. I'm going to show you this in a moment with some slides. And I'm going to talk about how this happens, because this is going to blow you away. Because what I'm talking about here is just not about how time works. It's actually how you do a creative miracle. It's how you reconfigure matter. It's how you make all things new. So in the town here, I was praying at night in this room and it was 2 o'clock in the morning and my frequency was high. My energy was high. I was vibrating with the frequency of love and gratitude. And I released into the spirit, into the quantum field, that I would love for this ministry to contact me and invite me. It was a ministry that I really wanted to reconnect with. The next day they emailed me and invited me to come back. Now, the same night when I walked past a barrier in the street, in the town by the bus station, a metal railings which were broken by a car. A car had smashed into them and it'd been like that for as long as we've lived here, a whole year. I put my hands on the barrier and I said, and I was still vibrating with this frequency of love. I said, I want this barrier to be back as it was before the car crash. I felt something happen. And I walked home. Now, I came back through the town 2 days later, I think it was, or the next day, I can't remember. And how, I don't know, the barrier was perfectly straight and repaired and replaced like new. I didn't see anybody there, but I know that something happened. Something happens when we're in these high frequencies. Something happens when we're in the realm of love, when we're in heart-based coherence, when we're in these elevated emotions, we start to see a different world. And this is what repentance is. Repent, or teshuvah. Teshuvah is repentance in Hebrew, and it means return to the breath, return to yourself. And as you return to yourself and come out of the energy of the world, so you're in the world, but not of the world. So you might be in a difficult situation, but you're not in the energy of the situation. You come back to breathing, which is ruach, breath, spirit, life. You come back to your temple of Holy Spirit. You breathe in and you enter into heart coherent emotions like thankfulness and joy, elevated emotions. And then you begin to see how the future should be. As you create that in your heart, it bends time around you and amazing things happen. So my very first time miracle happened when I was cleaning the cars. We'd been in staying in a field, and there was lots of mud on the cars. We had a big family car at the time, and two of them actually. And I decided I was going to spend the afternoon in Union. So I was going to clean the cars, wax them, clean them inside and out, take my time, not under frustration, but I was going to enjoy the moment. That's how you bend time. You bend time by deciding, I'm going to enjoy this moment. Then it frees you from tyranny to death and decay. It frees you from being under the timeline. You start to create a new timeline of joy. So as I was cleaning the car, I thought I'd be there for 2 hours because I was going to clean both of them inside and out, wax them, get the mud off, spray them. I come back in the house and Rachel says, you can't have finished already. And I was like, yeah, it's done. And I said, what do you mean? She said, it's only been like 20 minutes. And I realized something amazing is that I'd done it all in 20 minutes, which was impossible. But not only that, I wasn't tired. In fact, I felt more energy than when I started cleaning the car. Ah, hey, that's the time miracle where you're now. Some of you on the call might be thinking of times you've had a time miracle. Have you ever been doing something and felt more energy after it than before it? Have you ever done cooking or been with your grandchildren or something and time has bent, space has bent, and it felt wonderful? It felt ecstatic. It felt blissful. That is Eden time. That's what I call rich time. The way you activate it is through your heart. See, the kingdom's at hand, so you can bend time. Now, let me give you another story of how this works. I was in the Philippines and I'd been speaking on time with these friends and we had to go for a meal. Now, we had to be back in 1 hour for this big meeting with all these people. There was lots of people there. We got in traffic and the traffic was terrible. It took over 30 minutes to get to the restaurant. Then we had to eat the food and it was going to be another 30 minutes back. So we just started in the traffic and the pastor said, Justin, you know how to do time miracles. Can you do a time miracle now? So we're back in time for the next session. Now, the thing is that immediately put pressure on me. So I let that pressure go and I entered back into rest and union and ascension. And I breathed in the Lord's love and I said, Lord, we need to be back here in 1 hour and it's impossible. We need a time miracle. I said, time, I honor you. Time, I love you. I want to partner with you. I want you to bend. Please bend around me so that we can do everything we need to do and still have time left. That's how it works. So we went to the restaurant. It was half an hour drive. We have meal. We're there for 20 minutes or more, maybe half an hour. I don't know how long. We were there quite a while. Then we had to drive half an hour back. We get back to the building and it's 5 minutes before the next session. So God bent time for us. The universe responded. And we did all that stuff in an hour, less than an hour, which was impossible. So this is how time miracles work. Time miracles work by having a new relationship with time. So what you've got to think of time is that you're not under time. The time is like acrylics with painting. You're going to work the paint and enjoy the paint and you're going to paint the picture you want to paint because time wants to serve you. Time loves you. Time wants to respond to you. He makes all things beautiful in his time. He changes the times and seasons. Wow. Wow. Now, this doesn't just affect time. This affects space because it's space-time. So as I've gone around the world sharing about this, often if I talk about it at a meeting, people who've driven 3 hours will only take 1.5 hours to get home. People will have incredible time miracles. I had one woman who left the meeting. She went to the store, came back, and it was the same time as she left. She came back in the room at the same time that she left. I was in a meeting in South Africa with hundreds of people, and I started praying that God would bend time because we only had 30 minutes. I preached for 30 minutes, got my whole message in. It was supernatural, but something opened up in the spirit. Now, this is crazy, guys. Get ready for this. The recording from that meeting is 52 minutes and I only spoke for 30. I've got it on my computer. So there's an extra 22 minutes on my computer than we actually used up. Now, that afternoon, everyone's lunchtime expanded. It seemed to take hours. We had all the time we need. So what this is about is it's about creating time. I didn't realize that time could be stretched, that we can bend time, we can shape time, and that we are meant to govern time. So let me put it like this. If you don't govern it, it runs crazy. It doesn't do what it's meant to do. But if you turn it to union and bliss and partner with time, it's the same with the weather. It's the same with animals. It's the same with the angels. It's the same principle with all of these kingdom dynamics. If you enter into sweetness, if you enter into union, if you enter into elevated emotions, they all respond to you because they recognize divinity. They recognize the blueprint of Yeshua. They recognize Ruach HaKodesh, the frequency of love. So the whole universe is designed to respond to love. And scientifically, they prove this now with molecules. Plants, if you love them, water, if you speak well over them, crystals, salt crystals, they will respond to the frequency that you put out into the universe. So when you put out frequency of love for time, and instead of seeing time as a cage, but you go, I've got all the time I need, it starts to open up. Because I noticed something, guys, when I was in heaven and in different heavenly realms, everybody had enough time. It blew me away. People would all be going to the same place, but some would stop, but they'd all get there at the same time. And I saw that time was stretching for some people as they needed it. Great. Are we doing good so far, Rachie? I've hit a lot of information, and that's kind of an overview.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love you and the time stories. It's amazing.
Wow. So we're coming into the times of great change, but this is the thing. We have to create the change. So Enoch said this, when the time comes, the days of great change will take place for both the holy and the elect of God. All their days shall be full of light and glory, and honor will come to the holy. Great and wondrous things shall happen in the world. I'm reading the book of Enoch. The faces of all angels in heaven will shine with joy, and the very earth will rejoice. That's the time we're in now. We're in a place of co-creating, bending time, where even the angels are going to glow with wonder. So we can't be under fake news. We can't be under the Illuminati. We can't be under the deep state. We can't be under the systems of this world. We're in the world, but not of it. Then when we're not of it, we can transform it. Now, this world will try and choke the seed. It says the cares and worries of this world choke the seed. So it'll try and choke your DNA with bad news, with wars and rumors of wars. But we're an ascended group of people who are going to move in life, immortality, joy, righteousness, peace, and to the increase of his government and peace, there is no end. So this bubble of peace that you can operate in, shalom, can even affect the building you work in. It can affect the office that you're in. It can affect the street that you're in. We've transformed our street through our bubble of peace. There used to be a lot of problems from young people. There's been no problems there over the last year because we've expanded our shalom over it. And we're creating a different timeline, a different outcome, a different future. Wow. Okay. So here we go. Let's keep going. So this is what the Lord said to me. It's time to master time. I love that. It's time to master time. Now, what does that mean? It means to use it and shape it as it's meant to be used. To become a master of time means almost to become a poet of time. It means to be a dancer and a singer of time, a weaver of time, that you govern time. You're a master of time. Imagine this, if your whole life now, you start to experience time miracles, that every day you're in Eden time. Every day you're evergreen over your vegetables, over your street, over your region, over your car. And not only that, making things new. So I'm going to come into this towards the end of the talk, but I really believe God is releasing in our generation the power over the atomic structure of the universe that will restore, repair, recover, and make all things new. In fact, that's what creation's groaning for, is that we free it from death and decay. Imagine your body being freed from time. Imagine your body getting younger. That's what we're coming into, is the age of immortality, the age of life expansion. It says he will renew your youth like dew. You will be fresh and flourishing in old age. You will run and not grow weary. Imagine laying hands on your body and saying, Lord, I part with time and I ask that you undo decay. That's what we're pressing in for now. We are pressing in for life to swallow death. That is what all creation is waiting for. Wow. So when the Lord said to me, it's time to master time, this was a new subject for me. I'd never heard anybody talking about it. I was at the gym at the time and he started teaching me, and he said, and this is the verse he gave me, making the most of the time, buying up each opportunity, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I love this. I absolutely love this. So what does it mean, the days are evil? Well, it doesn't mean they're evil like naughty. If you look at the root word, it means full of labors, annoyances and hardships and bringing toil. So redeem the time, exego reto, take the power of time, use the energy, use the system of time for what it was made for. Why? Because it needs you, because it's under toil, it's under annoyances and hardships. So we are meant to take the power of time and transmute time so that suddenly the room shifts. Suddenly people are getting ideas. Suddenly things are happening. And even time itself is expanding around you, or you're being teleported or moved in space-time. Oh, wow. Wow. Now, if we're under the sun, we are chasing after the wind. Solomon said this. It's all labor. It's all toil. So we can't look to the year 2023. We can't look at the Jewish year. We can't look at the annual prophetic word, because if you have that annual prophetic word, or you have the Jewish year, or you have the Roman year or Gregorian year, whichever year system you're using, you come under the capsule of what's encoded in that year. But the truth is, you're meant to be above it, to frame it up by the blueprint of heaven. You're meant to be in another realm, seated far above powers, to create that reality. Okay, that's why many prophetic words do not come to pass, because they don't understand that's just the timeline, but we're meant to be above the timeline, creating the future. Okay, so we're not under the curse. We're under rich time, Eden time, joy time, glory time. So what time is it right now? It's glory time. What time is it? It's joy time. What day is it? It's joy day. It's joy day. We live in perpetual life and joy. Now, when we start to live in perpetual life and joy, we could be cosmic. Because the problem, if you are stuck under 2023, what year is it on Neptune when you engage their blueprint there? What year is it in Andromeda? What time is it in a different solar system? What time is it in a different galaxy? What time is it in a different dimension? See, every place has its own time, its own blueprint. When you're free from nationhood, when you're free from gender, when you're free from skin color, when you're free from religion, when you're free from control, you can land the blueprint for anywhere in the cosmos when you're free from Earth. See, we're meant to honor Earth, love Earth, govern Earth, but we're not from Earth. Paul said we're aliens here. We're born from above, Anothan. We're born from another realm. We're from another world. Jesus said, I'm the firstborn from another world, and there'll be many firstborns. There'll be many, sons and daughters just like me who are born from above. Now, when you're born from above, you can go into the cosmos anywhere and frame up the blueprint of beauty, the blueprint of joy, the blueprint of life. You will never do that if you are under the annual prophetic word. The annual prophetic word limits what God wants to do, because it says this is the year of financial favor, or this is the year of such and such, when all of it is yes and amen. If you go higher, Jesus is the energy field. He is the quantum field, which is already yes and amen. So all of his promises are yes. So why would you limit it to one promise for that year? Why? That's like saying I'm only going to have one type of meal this year. Why would you limit it to the numbers of the Hebrew alphabet or years when you've already been given the whole Aleph Beit, the whole Aleph Tav, the Alpha and Omega? Why would you limit it to any one of those things when you've been given the capacity to create the future. In other words, you don't have to know what's under the sun. You create what you need to see happen that year, whether it's you want to double your wages or have better friendships, or you want to have teleportation encounters or out-of-body experiences, or you want to walk with angels. This is the truth. You are the co-creator, and it's already yes. So whatever you're asking for God for, it says he will give you the desires of your heart if you delight in him. He's already saying yes to angels, yes to teleportations, yes to out-of-body experiences. So last night, for example, I went to bed framing up that I'd be in the spirit, and I was in this realm of sapphire blue expanse. And from there, I was legislating into creation changes, and I woke up refreshed in the aroma of the Father. How did that happen to me? Is it because I'm more special? No. I went to bed that night with an elevated consciousness. I went to bed that night with an elevated view that I was going to be in the expanse of Yahweh, in the realm of love. And I set my heart towards that direction with gratitude, with love. And then in my sleep, that's where I went. Now, it does take practice. All of this takes practice. So don't be disappointed if it doesn't happen straight away. What I'm saying is that you create your reality. You have been given everything you need for life and godliness. It says in Ephesians that you have the incomparably great power in you. So the power's already in you. You don't need more power. You need to move in the power that you've been given. You are already one with the Trinity. You need to move in the oneness that you have. You already have free access to the heavenly realms. You need to engage it. Sit in that chair like Michael Van Flymen when I talked about supernatural transportations. Can I hear an amen on this call? I can't hear you guys, but I need an amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
There they are in the chat.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
I can hear it.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Come on. Somebody said, yeah, baby. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. Come on, guys. This is good. This is filling me with love.
Amen.
Awesome, guys. Okay, calm down. Calm down. Okay, calm down, people. Calm down, people. That was awesome. Thank you so much. I wish we were all in the room together, because the energy from that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I felt the energy, because this is good stuff, isn't it? I mean, aren't you thankful to be alive where we're learning these incredible time bending, space bending, teleportation, out of bodies, ascensions at night? You know, 20 years ago, we weren't even talking about going to heaven. It's all opening up all at once. The power over matter, walking with angels. I didn't know growing up you could talk to saints, but they can actually mentor you if you want it. And I want to encourage you, really engage a mentorship relationship with the saints. I'm engaging the Maharishi of Kailash right now, Christian. And I'm so grateful that we've been given it all. I just say that. I've been given it all. He's the all in all. He's given me everything. It says, having given you Jesus, will he not give you every good thing with that? So bend in time. So time miracles. Now, we can be living in a different time, guys, to other people around us. I didn't know this, that you can have different times in the same room. You can have one person that's frustrated, nothing's working, and you're sitting in a realm of energy and a realm of love, and everything's just clicking into place because you are in alignment with the frequency of the quantum field. You are in alignment with love, so you are not under toil, but there's another person right next to you that is, and you can have different times. And Einstein discovered this. Einstein found that time isn't the same for everyone. Time is actually relative to you. In other words, you have your own relationship with time. You have your own gravity. You have your own light. You have your own capacity to bend the fabric of space-time. You can bend it around you. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So as I started to ascend into heaven, I found it was untethering me from the earth. So Isaiah said, lift up your eyes to the heavens, then look upon the earth beneath. There's something about ascension that changes you forever. I want to encourage everyone on the call, practice small ascensions. Even if it's just 5 minutes, go into the light, go into Eden, go into the bliss. Because the more you do that, I found this, it untethers you from nationhood. It sounds so silly sometimes when I hear nationalistic things, because I'm not from here. It sounds so temporal when you're in the spirit, when you're in Zion, when we're one nation from above. You realize how silly a lot of the things are people argue about, identity politics, national politics, fake news. You start to see the system from above. Now, when you see it from above, you realize that all shall be well. And all of this stuff is going to collapse under the wave pattern of love. The love and the kingdom of God is going to rule with justice upon the earth and make all things right. Okay, so I started to learn about this in the gym. And as I was running in the gym, the Lord would be talking to me about opening up gates and doors. And as I said, I had this car miracle. Then soon after that, we had a passport miracle. So Rachel and I went out for a walk with our dog. Bella, a beautiful little dog, she's with the Lord now, and we went for a walk, and we needed passports to come to go to Ireland. We were going over there for some ministry time with the children, and the passports hadn't arrived in time, and we needed them. So I went into the same energy. Rachel said, why don't we do a time miracle? I said, let's do a time miracle. And we were released into that quantum field, this intention that we need the passports to arrive. We go for the walk. We come back 20 minutes later or so, half an hour, whatever it was. And there on the doormat were an envelope with all the passports inside it. Now, this is where it gets spooky. This is where it gets weird. When we looked at the front of the envelope, it had a stamp date for 3 days in the future. 3 days in the future. Which is impossible. I posted this on Facebook and somebody from Royal Mail contacted me, and they were a Christian who followed our stuff. They said, you have no idea what a powerful miracle you've had. She said the whole British mail system, the UK mail, is based on the timestamp. They said for you to have a letter with the stamp 3 days in the future is a profound miracle. Guys, that's an example of time miracles. That's an example of teleportation miracles. Why? For joy, for life, for bliss, for peace. Because God wants us to have a happy life. It's for John 10:10. If you need an explanation for it, it's just for joy. It's just for bliss. Okay, so that's a beautiful story. Now, I'm going to start going through some slides with you guys. I'm trying not to get too wagged. That's why sometimes I look a bit like, yeah, I don't know why these things jack me up, guys. Whenever I'm on calls with you, I think I feel the love, and it's just, it doesn't take a lot to trigger me. So Josh is going to help me now. I'm in the studio with Josh. We've got Stephen and Rachel. We've got the whole team here tonight. Josh, we're going to need the slides up now, buddy. So we're going to start talking about time. Can you guys see this?
Yeah.
Great. So let's go to the next slide. Now, this is how we thought time was. This is a stage, obviously. This is how Newton thought time was and how the world thought time was, that time is a stage and we're on this stage, but we can't change time. Time is solid. Time is a stage. That's Newtonian physics. We found out in recent times through Einstein and Tesla that it's not a stage. It's actually a dynamic, interactive, flexible, relative environment that interacts with gravity, the speed of light, and consciousness. So let's go on to the next slide. This is Nikola Tesla, a genius. He said, if you wish to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So we're not thinking of a stage. We're thinking of energy, frequency, wow, and vibration. Think of what I'm saying here. It's not even mind, it's feeling, it's emotion, frequency, energy, and vibration. That's how the universe is structured. From the atomic quantum strings, it's all energy, it's all vibration, and it's flexible, it's adaptable. This is how we're going to go to space, by the way, is we're not going with rocket ships. We're going by folding space-time, by engaging the quantum foam. Stephen Hawking said this incredible thing, that in the quantum foam next to us are wormholes, billions of them passing through our body right now. And Stephen Hawking said, all you would need is energy to grab those quantum wormholes and open them up to go anywhere in time and space. Now, we are that technology. That's why you and I must awaken, because it's more than about Earth. It's about the cosmos. It's about other dimensions. It's about Andromeda. It's about nebulas. It's about Saturn. And we can't rely on NASA or SpaceX or any other technology to get us there, because even at maximum speed, they would still be less than the speed of light, which makes them too far away. They're too far away. There's only one way to get them, and that's folding space-time. And that's what the Watchers did in Genesis chapter 6. Okay, let's go on to the next slide, Josh. So Einstein said this profound statement, the distinction between the past, present, and future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. Now, why did he say it's illusionary? It's because mathematically we could go backwards and forwards, and it's relative. It's not solid like we think it is. We think of the ticking of the clock, but it's actually far more than that. It's perceptual, and we all have a different interaction and relationship with it. It's all relative to you. So let's go on to the next one. So this is a picture of space-time. It's a fabric that can be bent, shaped. And you guys know this already, black holes can stretch time so that you might be there for 40 years, but maybe only a day's gone here. So the closer you are to heavy gravity. Now, if you're on a heavy gravity planet, you will experience time differently to Earth. Earth is even moving through time. So because the rotation of the galaxy is so fast, we are actually bending time right now. Every person on this planet is traveling in time relative to the universe. Your goldfish, your cat, your dog, your trees. We are all time travelers because we're moving so fast in the arm of the Milky Way. We're bending space-time right now. Right now, you're traveling through time. Okay? Wow. So here's a quote on this. Thanks to the time dilation effect, you, me, and your cat, and your pet goldfish, and everyone on planet Earth is a time traveler. It's true. At this exact second, the Earth is whizzing through space as it loops through the sun, while the sun and the Earth are zooming round the galaxy, and the galaxy is sailing round our local friendly group of galaxies. Feeling dizzy yet? In all, we're moving at 350 kilometers per second. Because we're moving so fast, guys, we're actually bending space-time right now. We're like on this big wheel that's turning. And I learned this by reading children's books. So when the Lord started speaking to me about this, I bought this book. This is amazing. Actually, it's one of my kids owned it, The Terrible Truth About Time. This is a brilliant book. If you can get this, this is fantastic. It'll explain a lot about time to you. And also this book, and Rachel's going to put it in the chat for you now. This is an amazing book for children, Albert Einstein and the Inflatable Universe. These books are gold because they're funny and they explain time in a way that you can start to get your head around it. And it's really, you know, so fun to read. It's brilliant. Okay, let's go back to the slides for a second, Josh. So move on to the next slide. So the Earth is moving. It looks still, but we're moving through space-time right now. We're bending space-time because we're moving so quickly on the arm of the Milky Way. So what is time for you compared to Andromeda? Andromeda's got a different spin, different gravity, so time is different there. In fact, when we see Andromeda, we're seeing it from the past. We're seeing it from billions of years ago because it's so far away and it took light all that time to get here. So even when you move in the spirit, by the way, guys, you're time traveling. You are time traveling. When you go to Zion, you're time traveling. When you move to, I've been to Andromeda. The Lord took me there and showed me something there that NASA's seen. And I didn't know this, that there's a ring of blue stars and a ring of red stars. I saw this, then several years later, I Googled it and NASA had taken photos of the same thing. So I was physically flying through those stars with Jesus and I was millions of miles away. I don't know how far away I was, but I got there in moments of time. moment of time. So you can travel to Andromeda. I remember years ago, Ian Clayton told me that God teleported him through a tunnel of light once for, I think it was 8 hours. And he was at the edge of the universe. And he encountered the membrane that Enoch went through. And then he traveled all the way back again using the same amount of time. Now, the thing is, God could have done it instantly, but I think God was showing him how far away he actually was. And maybe God was engaging his heart through that experience. But the truth is, the kingdom of heaven, which includes the cosmos, is at hand. In one moment, you can be ascended. Wow. My very first, you know, mystical experience was into space, my first two, because space is a part of the government of God. And we have to become spacey, we have to become cosmic, we have to become heavenly minded. Becoming heavenly minded means you know about space. You know about the government of our solar system, the beings, the courts, the Elohim, the angelic structures, and you begin to see the blueprints for different places in space and time, because we are the government of God to transform it. And in the future, the cosmos will respond to you like nothing else. I've seen the distant future, and I can tell you now, there's nothing quite like us. We are so loved by creation. We're so loved by the stars and galaxies and the beings that are out there. Okay, next slide, Josh. So this was like the first place the Lord took me. It looked almost identical to this. I was praying in my basement and a beam of light came on me. And for 6 seconds, I was in a beam of light. Then I was standing on a moon looking at a planet just like this with rings and an orange nebula. And I could hear these beings of light in the nebula worshipping Yahweh in the spirit, moving through the clouds, and Jesus was standing next to me. I turned and looked at him, and he smiled and he nodded. And when he nodded, I heard his heart. He said this, "I just want to show you what I see every day. I see this every day." See, he wants to share the universe with you. That's the whole point. He wants to share creation with you. And the way we do that is by bending space and time. You are not under time. You are free from time. Jesus destroyed sin, death, and time imprisonment. You are free. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. You are limitless. You can go anywhere. You can even travel into the past. Jesus took me back once to see when Paul, the Apostle Paul, got stoned. And you guys have heard me share this before. The Apostle Paul was dragged out of the city and stoned by the whole city, dragged out. And I was standing with the people watching Paul, and his face was crushed. His blood went all the way into the city. His bones were all broken. The side of his face had collapsed in, and all of them were standing round. And scripture says the Christians stood around him. And I know why. No one wanted to touch him because he looked mashed. And as I looked at him, I saw his face reforming, and it was like the government of God came out of his body and his whole body snapped back into place. Wow. Wow. It snapped back into place, and Paul stood up and he was completely restored. All of the bones were restored. His face was restored. The cuts were restored. And it says in Acts, he walked back into the city. I saw it walk back, totally restored. That's why he walked back into the city, because it was a profound wonder. Profound wonder. So you can go back in time. In fact, Moses went back in time and wrote Torah. John went forward in time and wrote many, many times. Isaiah was skipping through time. David was living from the future in his time. You're not under time. You're free. You can go into the Bible verses and encounter them. You can go into the future and see what's going to happen next. You can go into other places in the stars and galaxies. You can go into different timelines. You can go into different realms of heaven. It's all open. The vehicle of travel is consciousness. As you turn into love and awareness and desire, he will open up these realms for you. Okay. Whoa. I hope this isn't too much for people. At this stage, I always trigger a little bit and think, is this too much? Are people like sitting at home thinking this guy's lost it? I haven't lost it. I'm a new creation. I'm going to quote Paul right now. If I seem crazy or a fool, it's all God's fault. For me, this is real. For me, when I meditate, I think cosmic. For me, when I meditate, I think of time and space. For me, when I meditate, I think of ascending into Zion, into the Lord himself, into the Father. I think of realms of governance. I think of a new creation, new timelines. And I come out and I smash things on the earth. And sometimes I've prayed from that realm and I've judged an economic system or a nation or a person in government and the whole thing shifts. So we are more powerful than we know. Let's stop waiting for the next prophetic move. Stop waiting for the next outpouring. You are the outpouring. You are the yes and amen. You are the one you've been waiting for. There's nothing to wait for. It's all to do now with coming to the frequency of that realm. So let's keep going. Next slide, Josh. So there are heavenly realms. So when you read the word heaven in Bible, it's never singular. It's Hashemayim. And Hashemayim is heavenly places. Every realm has a different time on it. Now, I've been to some places. I might blow your mind, guys, on this. The place the Lord's taking me to at the moment is the place of rest. And it doesn't matter how long you're there. No time passes anywhere. You could be there for a billion years sitting with Jesus and the angels, talking, enjoying, soaking in the thoughts of God. It's a place for intimacy. It's a bubble. And you could be in there as long as you want. And when you come out into the normal heaven or the earth, no time has passed. And we can grow in intimacy. You could spend the next billion years there hanging out with Jesus and no time will pass. It's a realm of intimacy. It's called the rest of God. Now, there's other realms beyond that that I've been to as well. But in the rest of God, you've got nothing to do except know him. You're under the apple tree. You're experiencing his love and intimacy. And that's where I keep going to in this season. Okay, next slide. So the faster you travel, the more you bend space and time. Now, this is where we get into something interesting, is that there's a maximum speed to the universe, the speed of light. You can never go faster than it. But we can. The reason we can is because we are made of uncreated light. We are children of light in a kingdom of light with a father of light from a realm of light, and we arise and shine. So although there's a limit to the speed of the universe, there's not a limit to love, and there's not a limit to created, uncreated light, which comes from the Father. So the Father is light. Now, if you want a good teaching on this, I highly recommend Ian Clayton's teaching on the speed of light. I listened to it many, many times before I started to understand it and started to experience it. We are from another light, another world. We are from uncreated divine light. We are children of light. Okay, next slide. So this is where we get into how incredible time is. So we've got a picture of a fly here. Why have we got a fly here? Because a fly doesn't experience time the same as us. They could be in the same room as you, but because of the speed and frequency they move at, they move in a much faster time. Slow is slower. We seem slow. So when you move towards a fly, this has been measured by scientists. If you go to hit a fly, have you ever noticed you can't hit them? No matter how hard, if you're doing it hard, they'll move. The reason is you're in slow motion compared to them. So scientists believe that flies can actually see, if they look at a TV, they will see the frame rate of the pictures. They won't see a moving image. They'll literally see frame rates. So they are in a different time bubble, but in the same room as you. So think of it like this. They're in the same space as you, but not the same time as you. Now, that's the same as being in the kingdom realm. You can be like the fly, bend in time. And I've had time miracles where God has given me an extra hour and it took no time at all. Wow, I've had God freeze time and reverse time for me. That's a bit like the fly where you're in the space, but you're in a different time. You're in a different time. So think about this next time you see a fly. They are in a different time to you. Wow, hee-hee. Okay, so next slide. We're getting through this. This is good stuff. Another thing that affects time is gravity. So gravity, as you can see on these blocks, stretches time. But the thing is, you have the gravity of love. The gravity of love is recognized in the spirit is recognized in the cosmos. I recently encountered gravity in the form of a being. And this being gravity said, I'm going to release my secrets now, both spiritually and naturally, to the sons of Yahweh. And we are going to experience humankind, mankind, this planet. We're going to understand gravity technology. We're going to understand how to have gravity on the earth altered and spiritual gravity. But gravity stretches space. You have a gravity in you that can stretch space and time called love. Okay, next slide. So this is where time is relative to you. If you worked at the top of a high building, time moves faster than at the bottom. This has been scientifically measured using atomic clocks. So because the gravity's less the higher you go, the day goes faster. So if you want a faster day at the office, go higher up in the building, because it's actually faster at the top than it is at the bottom. You wouldn't think this is true, but it is actually true. It's such a small effect, you can't even feel it, but it really is happening. Now, go on to the next slide, Josh. So they measure this using aeroplanes. If they take an aeroplane around the world with an atomic clock, it starts to be on a different time than the people on the Earth. In other words, when you ascend, when you fly, you're on a different time. And that's where we're supposed to be governing from. We're meant to be governing from above, not below. Don't be stuck below when you're born from above. But using atomic clocks, they found that people who are on aeroplanes are traveling through time. If you've ever been on an aeroplane, you're a time traveler. Okay, next slide. Now, this is where things get weird when we get into quantum physics. Quantum physics starts to break our understanding of the universe on another level. You can have two particles connected like this, and they will instantly communicate no matter how far away they are. Now, if you took one of these particles and put it in Andromeda or on Mars, and one's on the Earth, and spin them or use quantum computing, they will instantaneously react. There's no time delay, which proves that it's not going through space. It's going through a loop in space. It's cutting out the distance and it's folding space. And this, guys, is what we are actually made of. The particles in your body, the atomic structure of your body, does quantum tunneling, quantum entanglement. You're already entangled to people that you're close to. Biophotons from their body, their electromagnetic fields have entangled into you. You are connected, like in marriage, where you become one. So the idea of distance, separation, is just an idea. In reality, oneness is how the universe works. In reality, it works through quantum entanglement. And the more entangled you are with something, the more you can see and sense and feel them, which happens in marriage, where people often know their thoughts, or in twin studies, where people with twin studies, this is amazing. They've done twin studies where they have twins in separate rooms. They flash a light on the eyes of one twin, and the other twin will show on their brain scans that they can see a flashing light, even though the flashing light's actually the other twin. That's quantum entanglement. They've done experiments where a husband and a wife can be in different rooms and they have to imagine hugging each other, and their bodies will show the full effects of being hugged as if they're in the same room together. Wow. So think about this. All the nations are at hand. The kingdom is at hand. Heaven is at hand. The angels are at hand. The saints are at hand. You're encompassed. It's all about consciousness. It's all about heart coherence. It's all about energy. It's all about frequency and vibration. So let's move on. That's what I've been saying. It's all about consciousness. Now, the newer studies on this are mind-boggling. They're finding that your consciousness can change the maths of the universe. Your consciousness can bend things to make them happen that shouldn't be possible to happen. I'm going to show you this in another slide. So let's keep going. So even this is one example. The atomic structure of the universe is all in superposition, where it's all vibrating. It's all moving in energy, but when you look at it, it becomes particle. This is what happens to light. You guys know about this. Light is in a wave pattern as it moves through the universe. It might have come from the stars or a telescope, but the moment it's observed by consciousness, it will become particle form. And they've tested this over and over again since the 1960s, that somehow we as human beings observing creation, it changes form and reacts to us. And this has been tested over and over again. So think of an electron in every state at once, but when we observe it, it becomes a ball. We have an effect on it, but it does it through time as well. So if you're looking through a telescope at a star and the wave patterns coming from the star, when you look at it through a telescope, it becomes a particle, but it'll send it back through time. So it's always been a particle. Now, scientists don't know how this happens, but we do. This is the new creation. We are designed to govern creation. We're designed, it responds to suns. It responds to the divine within us. It responds to the creator. It responds to consciousness. Okay, let's go on to the next slide. So these elevated emotions, this is from the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he's done some amazing research on this. This is from a book called Becoming Supernatural. If you look at the elevated emotions of bliss, freedom, love and joy, they are high frequency. Gratitude, this is what the universe responds to. He calls it the quantum field. You can create a new future through those emotions. If you imagine a new future and a new thing that you want to happen and you have those elevated emotions, that's what happened when I cleaned my car. And time bent. That's what happened in the Philippines. That's what happens in the meetings, is when we're in these elevated states. This is why we do worship, by the way, often, is the Lord wants to raise our vibration. That's why we enter his gates with praise. That's why we ascend the hill of the Lord. That's why we enter this high vibrational state through worship. We are moving into the frequency, the waves and breakers that the universe responds to. So if you look at the survival emotions, pain, victimization, they're nearly flat, the frequency, the wave pattern. The universe does not respond to it. The universe is designed to respond to high vibration like Nancy Cohen. Nancy Cohen is crazy high vibration. And I tell you what, nature responds to her. Cities respond to her. Governments respond to her because of the vibration. So what am I saying? I'm saying we have to move out of low emotions, dark emotions, into lightness, into peace, into joy, into energy. And you know what? When you get into those high vibrations, science proves this through tons of research. I could give you a dozen books to read on this, but I won't mention them now. But when you go into these high vibrational states, you will experience, your body will heal faster. You'll have less pain in your body. Your brain structure will change, you'll be healthy, you'll enter into heart-based coherence, and you'll output a different energy into the quantum field, and creation will respond differently to you. In other words, the fruit of the Spirit is not optional. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So as we move in those higher emotions, we untether from death, we untether from decay, and we start to move in the quantum field where probabilities, space and time starts to respond to you because you're in the frequency of the divinity that's within you and you're in the great dance with Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Okay, next slide. Whoa. So this is an amazing experiment on how consciousness can bend the universe. Now, we're going to take our time over this, but I want you to show. So this is a robot. I put the little picture of the robot on it so you know what it is. It's in a room and it's programmed mathematically to just randomly wander around the room. Now, this robot will wander all around the room. Now, on the right there, you see a cage. In this experiment, there's no animal in it, but they're going to put chicks into it in the next experiment. In this stage, the robot will wander randomly. It's a random generated mathematical formula. Now, what they do with this robot, they do something really cool. They take a bunch of chicks, cute little chicks, and they imprint the chicks on the robot. So the chicks think that the robot is this mum, its mom, as you Americans say, mother, and would it, now, if the universe doesn't respond to consciousness, the robot should still wander around the cage the same way as before. Now, if we go to the next slide, we'll see this is what happens. when there's a bird in the cage, when there's chicks in the cage, the universe will respond to love. This is science fact. The robot will now, instead of walking around the whole room, the robot wants to hang out by the chicks. The robot wants to be by the cage. The robot wants to be there. And it's broken the algorithm. In other words, the mathematical formula, which is should be solid, it's math. You shouldn't be able to bend it. This should be solid. The robot should act the same way as it did before. But instead, it wants to be by the chicks. Why? Because the consciousness of the chicks, the love of the chicks for its mum, it thinks the robot's its mum, is bending the universe, it's bending space, and it's bending time to create a brand new world, a brand new reality. This, guys, is what I mean by being a futurist. A futurist is someone that creates a new reality. They're not under the old prophetic timeline like the church. We're creating a new timeline called love, called shalom, called bliss, called less I love you so much. And that makes the robot respond. That's how trees react. That's how plants react. That's how weather reacts. I do weather miracles. I learned from weather miracles. I couldn't do weather miracles unless I was in a state of rest and love. If I was upset, if I was down, if I was in low frequency emotions, I couldn't bend weather patterns. But if I'm in love and elevated frequencies and love in the clouds, love in the weather, not frustrated, they would respond to me like that. And in fact, my first ever weather miracle happened. We had a month of rain in Cardiff in one day. I went up into the clouds and said, I love you. And you know what? They embraced me. I felt the consciousness of the realm of the elementals, of the elements. And they embraced me. And I said, that's enough rain. And you know what? It immediately stopped. It went from the worst rain I've seen in my life to no rain instantly. And I felt it happen in the spirit as I moved in love for the clouds, love for the rain, as you move in love for the seas, love for the waves, love for creation, love for your town, love for your village. This is why we cannot tether into the hate that's going on in the world right now. If you tether into hate and anger, if you tether into judgment and racism and nationalism and party politics, you are tethering into a low energy system where the government will not respond to you of the universe. The universe responds to love. The universe responds to high consciousness. Wow. The universe responds to love, joy, and peace and goodness. Just like this robot picture. Look at the little chicks. They pulled the robot. Isn't that amazing? Now, think about this, guys. If a little chicks can bend the maths of the universe, how powerful are you? What can you be doing right now to bend time? What can you be doing right now to bend space? What should you be engaging with? If even little chicks can bend the maths of the universe, how much income should you have? What should your friendships be like? What should the world be around you like? I'm constantly framing up new relationships and friendships. We've got beautiful friendships. We're framing up favor in the neighborhood, and we are getting favor. I just got invited to speak at the local festival as a guest speaker next year in this big festival. As we frame up love, it's drawing favors. We frame up love, it's drawing magnetism of wealth and health and wellness, because it's all about righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is why the church can't be judgmental anymore. We can't be haters anymore. We can't be caught up in politics anymore. We can't be caught up in nationalism anymore. Why? Because any one of those things will put you in a prison. And you don't want to be serving time. You want to be redeeming time and using it for what it's meant to be used for. Okay, so next slide. I think we're coming to the end. So it's about heart-based living. The more you live in your heart, the more you operate in an energy field of creative energy that the universe responds to. It's programmed as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Somebody's putting about heart-based coherence. Yes, look up videos on YouTube of heart math. Heart math, look up heart-based coherence and do some of the meditations. They're often based on gratitude. Gratitude will align your frequency with the future. Gratitude will create wonder. Gratitude will bend the universe. Now start to develop a new relationship with time. Say, time, I love you. I want to work with you. And I'm giving you guys on this call a challenge tonight. Next time you're in a frustrated moment of time, come into the higher elevation emotions, go back into that mystical union and ask for a time miracle and start to see what happens. You will be amazed how flexible space-time is. You will be amazed how many time miracles you have and how many amazing things start to happen. Okay, so where are we going next? Now, I want to end with one last idea before we have Q&A. This is a new thing the Lord's been speaking to me about, which is creating new timelines. Now, this is crazy, guys. I was in the chapel praying at night, and this incredible drawing feeling came on the Lord all day. So I came to the chapel and started to pray late at night, and the Lord just possessed me, and I was praying and praying, creating the future. And suddenly, are you ready for this? This is going to get weird, but I'm going to share it with you. Something visibly appeared in the room, and it was a cone like that of light, which was illuminescent and vibrating into another cone like an hourglass shape. Vibrating cone of light with bluish white light coming off it in like almost like a metallic shimmer with layers within it appeared in the room. It was 3 foot in size and it was visible. I saw a flash and turned to see it, and there's this floating object in the chapel, and then suddenly it vanishes. Now, I didn't know what this was, so I sat there for another half an hour engaging Yahweh, but he gave me the answer. It's in the next slide. I hope it's on the next slide, Josh, if we can move to it. No, move beyond that. There it is, the future light cone. I didn't know I was seeing the mathematical model for creating new timelines. So the way this works, guys, is the bottom of the timeline there is all the events that have brought you to now. Your parents, your family, your friends, your job, being born again has brought you to this that red dot. Now, the future is not written. So the future time cone at the top is all of the potential futures that you can create and bend round your relationship with Yahweh. In other words, you create that future line time cone. You create the future potentials. You create it. And not only that, but there are multiple times existing in this space right now. So this is an amazing book. If you love deep science, this is hard to read, right? But the idea is this, is that there are multiple times in the same room. And they're vibrating in possibilities. So each one of you is vibrating right now with possible futures. You have a future where you can choose health. You have a future where you can choose ascension. You can choose good friendships. You can choose to partner with nature. You can travel. You can go in the stars, the galaxies. You can learn to have friendships with the saints. You can learn to have out-of-body experiences. You can learn to go up at night. You have the possibility of all those, and they're existing right now in quantum fluctuation. The key is your engagement with Yahweh to form that through desire and love. In other words, right now, today, you can create your future. Your future is not set. The future is not set. Hear me again. The future is open to be formed by you. Your future light cone can be co-created. And that's what the Lord wants us to do now. So this appeared in the room because the Lord was saying to me, I want you to govern the future and the people to govern the future and create what we want it to be. So we stop being under this fake news. We stop being under the annual word. We stop being under the religious system. And we start to create a joy economy. Planet joy. We start to create the cure for cancer, the cure for dementia, the cure for Alzheimer's. Framing them up in the spirit, we create an atmosphere where those solutions come. We start to walk with angels where teleportation is normal for you. Like I shared on time once, and one guy said to me, no matter how late I leave for work, I always get there on time. He was a bit embarrassed by it when he told me, but I laughed. I said, that's grace, buddy. That's grace. I mean, you shouldn't leave late for work, but you're under grace, not law. And he was literally, no matter how late he left, he said this went on for years, he would arrive on time because of God's love. What would you like to accomplish in your life to bend? What would you like more time for? What would you like to bend space and time around? Because you are the co-creator of your own future. It is not solid. It is in wave pattern. And as you turn into it, you start to create how you want it to be, how you want it to move, how you want it to be formed. Wow. Okay. So I'm coming to the end of this session. Let me read a scripture. Do not be shaped by, conformed to, or pressed into a mold by this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me read that again. Do not be shaped, conformed to, pressed into a mold by this age, this world, this time, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is God's good and perfect and acceptable will. In other words, what's that verse saying? Don't be under the timeline. Don't be under the world. Be transformed by thinking differently and then create the new possibilities of good, perfect and acceptable. It's about time and it's about the future of you, and it's time to get back what belongs to you. That's what God wants. He wants to restore what was lost. Think about it. Crops grow in instantly. This is how it's going to work on the earth. Howard Storm went into the future and he saw crops would grow immediately in front of people. Nancy Cohen's told me she knows people that can do this already. Imagine an apple tree blooming in a day. Imagine food growing out of the earth in a day. Imagine laying hands on your car and making it like brand new again. These are the miracles I want to go for. When I'm with Fiorella in Dallas in January, and next year as I travel around the world, we are going to challenge the matrix. We are going to challenge the matrix, and I am framing up now youth miracles. I am framing up now organs will come back to people's bodies. I am framing now that he will restore the dew of your youth. I am framing up now that things you own will not wear out. I am framing up now that I want to lay hands on a car one day and it will be made new. I want to lay hands on a house and it will be made like new, because this is what God is opening up. Enoch showed me this in heaven. He showed me the book of Isaiah was wide open. And I heard this, there will be oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. We will repair the ruined places, be called repairer, restorer of the breach. We'll restore the desolation of generations. And I was shown by Enoch and Yahweh that our genetics are about to be restored. We are about to see life swallow genetics. We are about to see unraveling of the desolation of generations. We are about to see what it means when heaven comes on earth, and heaven is Eden. Heaven is bliss. Heaven is joy. Heaven is a realm of life and immortality. So that's where I want to land it, guys, that we are being given permission to create a new timeline, and we don't have to live in the last timeline. We can take the slides off now, Josh. I'm just going to wrap this up. I want to share something about that the Lord's showing me, that there could be two timelines in the same room, but you can live in two different ages. There could be people in the church who are living under death, who are living under disease, who are living under the law. And there could be a group of people who are living under grace, life and immortality, a different timeline. Now, the example the Lord's given me of this is from David's tent in the Bible. David's tent in the Bible is an amazing thing. David, I'll just take 1 minute to tell you this before we land it. David took the ark out of the Moses tabernacle, where they had the altar and the curtains. He broke the rules. He wasn't allowed to get the ark. He took it out and he put it in a white tent where everyone could see the glory of the ark. And they had thousands of worshippers for 30 years in ecstasy, dancing, trancing, writing songs and hymns 24/7. But get this, guys, whilst David's tent was going on, the other group still were doing Moses' tabernacle and there was no glory on it. The ark had gone. They were still doing the sacrifice. The priest was still going through the veil, but the timeline was over. Guys, don't stay in the old timeline. Don't stay in the old timeline of church. Don't stay in the prophetic movement timeline. Don't stay in the old paradigm of old science, Newtonian science. Move into the new timeline of life, immortality, quantum physics, quantum field, bend in space and time, immortality, ascension, union, oneness, inclusion, innocence, righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, where all things are possible, where we're innocent, not under sin. Remember that old system of Moses? They were under law, 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 sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Under the David's tent, which is what we're meant to function in now, which has been restored, there was no more sacrifice. There was just ecstasy. There was just illumination. There was poetry. There was dance. There was 24/7. They were free from the tyranny of the old system, but they were both on the earth at the same time. That is what's going to be happening. We're going to see more and more people gravitating towards the new timeline of immortality, of bending space and time, making all things new. And we'll still have a company of people who are under the old system of religious regulation, death, sin consciousness, while there's a group of people who are innocent in fully persuaded by the gospel that if anyone be in Christ, they are a new creation. We are a new creation. We are not the old creation. We're the new creation. That is the gospel. It's bigger than anyone's preached it. It's bigger than an altar call. It's bigger than a ticket to heaven. If anyone be in Christ, the old is finished and gone. Look, the new is arrived. Now you can have a new relationship with gravity. But if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. Are you getting it, guys? You're a new creation. You're a new creation. You're under a new system called love. You're under a new system called life. You're under a new system called immortality. And we're going to see just what that means, guys. Get ready. I'm telling you now, you know, when I saw that thing appear in the room, the Lord said to me, get ready for the wonders. We are now creating wonders. The end of just healings, there will be healings and miracles, but we are now entering into the creation of wonders. Get ready to be amazed and tremble at his goodness. Brilliant. Well, I'm really happy with that session. We've got half an hour left for Q&A, but I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening so intently. I have written a meditation on how to untether from time, but maybe what I'll do that in another session or something. Let's make some space for some questions or time stories, because we love time stories. But hasn't this been a great talk? There's not many places in the world where we could be talking like this. So thank you guys for being such an unusual group of people who are willing to think about wild and crazy new creation realities. So Rich, could you help me with...